This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Three church buildings in southern India's Tamil Nadu province have been set on fire by arsonists over the last 6 weeks. Morningstar News reports that at least one church was burned because Christians refused to participate in a Hindu ceremony for a heathen god. China Aid reports that the government there in Beijing, China, is ordering investigations into 11 Christian churches in the city. The government is mandating the completion of a questionnaire regarding Christian meeting places, which includes, quote, names of meeting places, their addresses, names of landlords, church phone numbers, pastors, missionaries, whether or not the church is registered, and the age bracket of congregation members, end quote. The American Episcopal Church General Convention doubled down on supporting homosexual faux marriage. The Apostate Christian Church voted Friday to accommodate homosexuals, even in dioceses where local bishops might object to the sin. Paul warns the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 5:11, "Now I am writing you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality, not even to eat with such a one." Endorsements have flooded in for President Donald Trump's selection of Brett Kavanaugh for America's next Supreme Court justice. They include Concerned Women for America, Americans United for Life, the March for Life, National Right to Life, Susan B. Anthony List, the Heritage Foundation, Ann Coulter, and the Cato Institute. By contrast, the American Family Association opposed the nomination at first, noting that, quote, "Kavanaugh unnecessarily conceded in his opinion that the government, through Obamacare, has a compelling interest to force religious organizations to provide contraceptives and abortifacients for employees," end quote. However, AFA has since reversed its position, giving Kavanaugh 4 out of 5 stars. But Georgia Right to Life still opposes Kavanaugh because first, when he was confirmed for the D.C. District Court of Appeals in 2006, he vowed that, quote, "I would follow Roe v. Wade faithfully and fully. That would be the binding precedent of the court. I would follow it. It has been reaffirmed many times," end quote. And second, Georgia Right to Life objected to Kavanaugh's defense of a so-called constitutional right to abortion for an illegal immigrant minor. Georgia Right to Life urged Trump to withdraw the Kavanaugh nomination and nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett instead. Plus, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is offering reservations on support for the nomination, citing Kavanaugh's stance on the Fourth Amendment. President Trump has spared few words in his visit with European powers over the weekend. He referred to the European Union as one of America's foes. He told the NATO summit that Germany was, quote-unquote, totally controlled and captive by Russia, given a natural gas pipeline project in the works. President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday for 2 hours. Putin told the press conference afterwards, quote, "The Cold War is a thing of the past. The era of acute ideological confrontation is a vestige of the past," end quote. President Trump said both countries were responsible for the disintegration of the relationship between nations. He pointed specifically to Mueller's intelligence probe into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
"The probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it."
Additionally, Trump underscored the importance of halting nuclear proliferation as a key element in the discussions. God's mercy is still upon the nation, as the American economy is booming in terms of the gross domestic product growth. Economists are estimating the annual growth rate at 5.1% for the second quarter of the year, up from 2% annualized growth for the first quarter. That's the highest growth rate for the country since 2001. However, America's consumer debt has reached all-time highs, exceeding the highs achieved in 2007. Non-mortgage consumer debt now exceeds 26% of annual personal income, up from 20% in the early 2000s. Romans 2:4 asks, "Do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" Across the Atlantic Ocean, evangelist Franklin Graham is running into a little opposition against his Festival of Hope evangelistic outreach in Northern England. Homosexual groups have pushed for the removal of advertisements for the event from the sides of buses in the town of Blackpool. According to The Guardian, Blackpool is known for its high rates of unemployment, drug abuse, and alcoholism. In God's good providence, a team of National Guardsmen rescued a man at the 11,000-foot level of Mount Hood out in Oregon last Thursday. The Chinook helicopter attempted an amazing landing as the pilot kept the aircraft's back wheels on the slope while the front end hovered for 3 minutes in the air. The team managed to rescue the man, according to a report from KOIN Television. And in another amazing deliverance, a 19-year-old spent an entire night treading water after he was carried out to sea by a riptide from a South Georgia beach. Blake Spataro told ABC News that he spent the night, quote, "talking to God," end quote, floating on his back and treading water. By God's mercies, the young man washed ashore at a golf course about 8 miles up the coast.
I didn't want to die out there. I was talking to God the entire night.
And good news for our Hawaiian friends who want to eat more chicken, as the placard holding cows urges to consider, as a Chick-fil-A is opening a restaurant on the island of Oahu. If you haven't taken the time to send me a short 2-to-6-sentence testimony about what the worldview means to you, please email me today at adam@theworldview.com. Include your full name, city and state or country, and your age if you're 18 or younger. I'm hoping to hear from every state in the Union and at least 7 foreign countries. So far here in America, I've heard from listeners in Vermont, Louisiana, Washington, and New York, as well as believers in Chile, Kuwait, Jamaica, and Ghana, West Africa. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I had asked for 6 Worldview listeners to make a donation toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. 3 listeners stepped up to the plate. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Augustine in Auburn, California, David in Herndon, Pennsylvania, and Eric in Port Orchard, Washington, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months. Together, their 3 donations added up to $900. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, The Remnant has given or pledged $15,662 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 52.2% of our goal. Praise God. We need just 12 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 22 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. We're at the halfway point in our fundraising campaign, and we really need your help. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 4 more Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Wednesday? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 17th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.